Time now on WATD for our Paws and Claws segment. Every week at this time, we focus on the pet and animal world. Our segment is always sponsored by our good friends at the Clean Team. Even the best pets can't clean up their own mess. Call the Clean Team to take care of fur, furniture, paw tracks, tiles, and all sorts of catastrophes and doggy dilemmas. Visit thecleanteam.net. Thecleanteam.net. Well, it is the second Tuesday of the month. And on the second Tuesday of the month, we check in with our good friends at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. And our great friend, Dr. Kira Berg, is back on the line with us this month. Dr. Berg, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How have you been?
Good. Very, very nice time with relaxing and enjoying this new sunshine.
Yes, that is nice. Yeah, we've got the sunshine, we changed our clocks, and yeah. Here we are, getting closer and closer to spring and summer. Well, yeah. this week you wanted to talk about ferrets and vaccines?
Yes, yeah.
All right, so fill us in.
Yeah, so in the state of Massachusetts, there are two vaccinations that are required legally for ferrets. The first one is rabies vaccine. I think most people are familiar with that. And then the second one is distemper. So I'll talk about rabies a little bit first. So rabies for ferrets is really important because they follow the same laws and regulations like cats and dogs. So if they bite someone and they have not yet been rabies vaccinated, there is a concern for the potential spread of rabies to humans if that animal has rabies. Unfortunately, rabies is a fatal disease process with the animals that are infected, which includes humans. So from a public health safety perspective, it's really important to get rabies vaccinated for your ferrets, and that is a vaccine that is once a year. When it comes to distemper, that is really important for the protection of dogs and can be spread from animals like raccoons, for example. So even if your ferrets are indoors only, if the dog has been exposed to a raccoon that's infected, and then the dog potentially brings that virus to the ferrets, even if the dog is vaccinated, if it's carrying one of those particles or some of the virus particles on its feet or on its nose and then interacts with the ferret, this is also a very high fatality rate in ferrets. It's a very devastating disease in dogs as well, but I think most people with dogs are going to be vaccinating their puppies for distemper. So most dogs are already vaccinated for distemper. Most ferrets come from Marshall Farms, and they only get one distemper vaccine. And in order to be vaccinated fully against distemper, ferrets actually need three vaccines when they're kits or when they're young ferrets, and then they need an annual booster. So it is really important that whenever people get ferrets that they make sure and look into the history of their vaccination status.
Yeah. Well, okay. So now ferrets, I remember when I was born, I don't think you could even have a ferret. So this is something that's changed over the years, right?
Yes. And depending on the state, ferrets are either legal or illegal. So for example, in California, they are illegal. In New York, depending on the year, sometimes they are illegal. And in Massachusetts, they are legal, but yes, it definitely depends on the state whether or not they're legal or technically illegal. But that being said, veterinarians are still allowed to see that animal.
Okay. So now, I mean, Dr. Berg, I know you work with the different animals. I mean, how would a ferret be even a good pet, or would you need to be careful with kids or?
Yeah. So ferrets, when they're young, they're a little bit like puppies, so they can nip a little bit.
Okay.
But they are fantastic, fantastic creatures. They are so friendly. They're so cute. They have wonderful personalities. They're very, very curious. So you get a little bit combination of a cat and a dog, right? So I think, as long as you train the ferrets early on not to nip, they typically are they really just love to cuddle. They love to play. They're very sleepy creatures sometimes. So they're really wonderful animals. The biggest thing is that they're very, very social. So you always want at least two ferrets. And that is really, really important. But most cages are set up to accommodate two to three or even four ferrets. So it's not uncommon that a lot of ferrets you can readily buy a two-floor like Ferret Nation cage, and that's sufficient for having the two or three ferrets because they're going to cuddle with each other.
Okay.
A lot,
you're saying it would be difficult then to just have one ferret live its life alone, would be isolating, and that's would be tough for that type of creature.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. They need a friend.
Okay. And then, of course, the importance is we talked about, just like with other animals, it's important to keep up with the vaccines to make sure that for their safety and the safety of others.
Yeah, exactly. And then dogs, and, you know, they're also at risk of getting heartworm, just like cats and dogs. So, ferrets, basically, if you have a ferret, you want to think of them like a cat or a dog. So they should always go to the vet once a year to make sure that they're otherwise healthy, and then get prescription renewals for their, anti-mosquito and flea and tick medication, just like cats and dogs, as well as getting their vaccines. And they are prone to certain diseases that tend to arise between 3 and 4 years old. So again, their lifespan is much shorter. Can be anywhere between 6 and 10 years old. So it is important to have, at least annual evaluations for them.
Okay. All right. Good stuff from Dr. Kira Berg with us. She is from Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. We check in with them once a month, the second Tuesday of every month on WATD.
What happened to your dog?
This is not a dog. This is a ferret.
What's a ferret?
All right, Sonny.
Okay, so there you go. Does anyone remember the movie that was from? Dr. Berg, do you remember what that movie is, where he brings a ferret into the classroom?
Oh, gosh. No, I don't know.
No, it's okay. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger in Kindergarten Cop. It's going back a ways.
Oh, my God. Such a good movie.
Yes. And he brings in that ferret to try to get the kids to calm down and to like him. And I guess it works. They end up liking the ferret. So good stuff. There we go. Dr. Kira Berg, Cape Cod Veterinary Specialist with us. Dr. Berg, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good to have you. Take care.
Thank you so much.